You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I am Dan Keller, and this show was first aired October 2nd, 2023. On June 20th, 2020, Ose Genonatate, also known as Landback Camp, was originally launched by Amy Smoke, Bungishimo, and Tara Chartrand in what was known as Victoria Park in Kitchener. The camp quickly became a hub of activity, and it was quickly observed that, quote, most of the young people at the camp were also two-spirit, queer, trans, and/or non-binary. Landback Camp had become an indigenous queer and trans space for young people to reconnect and learn about their indigeneity, unquote, reads a post from landbackcamp.com. Fast forward through an intentionally short-lived land reclamation in Waterloo Park in the fall of 2020, a collaboration with the Grand River Conservation Authority in 2021 to have the camp set up in the Laurel Creek Conservation Area, the work with the tent encampments through 2022 and 2023, ongoing work with the local governments around supporting Indigenous spaces, and now with the opening of a new center for, quote, Indigenous, Black, and other racialized two-spirit and Indigiqueer youth, unquote, Landback Camp organizers have been busy. This show features an interview with Amy Smoke, who, along with her friend and collaborator Bungishimo, is set to coordinate the activities at the new Willow River Center in downtown Kitchener once it opens on October 7th. Amy spoke of the goals and the importance of the center, the youth she hopes the center will serve, and a bit of the process in getting to this point. Smoke also discusses recent targeting of the center by an individual who used to participate in Landback Camp, and the impact the action has had on Indigenous, Black, and other racialized communities, and two-spirit and queer communities. The police became involved in the situation after the vandalism was reported, and after arranging to turn himself in, the perpetrator of the chalking was charged with mischief to religious property under $5,000, criminal harassment, possession of property obtained by crime under $5,000. The man was released on his own recognizance and will be in court on October 26th at 9 a.m. at the Waterloo Region Courthouse in Kitchener. CKMS News has been in contact with the man, a self-described former ally, who had a falling out with others at Landback Camp, including Amy Smoke and Bungishimo. The man defended his actions as acts to bring accountability to what he says were misappropriated funds stemming from several fundraising campaigns that Landback Camp has undertaken. One message he chalked read, Ose Genonatate didn't take land back, they took money from white guilt. In his communications on social media and with CKMS News, the man also described interpersonal conflicts and behaviors he did not condone or felt were inconsistent as additional motivations for his acts. However, with many of the details being unclear or speculative in nature, and with the personal attacks on Landback Camp participants, CKMS News did not find it appropriate or in the public interest to publish the full communication. Smoke, clearly frustrated and angry about the situation, said of the man, quote, they need an intervention. They need some help. They're not okay, unquote. The interview then moves back to the center, with Smoke inviting folks to the opening ceremonies at Willow River Center at 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., quote, but probably later, unquote. The address is 243 King Street East, near the Kitchener Farmers Market. Smoke concludes by encouraging folks to check out the many events happening around the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Events continued through the weekend, and are occurring as well today throughout the region. Now, here is the interview with Amy Smoke. A new center is opening up that is being coordinated by yourself. Could you tell us a little bit about this new center and how it came to be?
Folks might know Landback Camp that started in 2020 in the middle of Willow River Park. 188 days in two different urban parks. The following summer, we spent at Laurel Creek Conservation Area. And working to work on those four petition demands, you know, looking for land back, ceremonial space in urban park settings, advisory positions and jobs for Black, Indigenous, racialized people. So, you know, following the momentum and through some grants and some funding, we have managed to secure a building in downtown Kitchener, which we are calling Willow River Center, which will house Land Back Camp and the Dion Hakuang Garden, which we've had at Schneider House this past summer. And, you know, any of the initiatives we're going to move forward with.
What kind of activities are going to be taking place at this new center?
We've hopefully, you know, we're going to use it as a communal venue for Black, Indigenous, racialized, and queer grassroots advocacy groups who don't have space, who don't have access to offices or even a boardroom to have a meeting in. We want to continue with the Two-Spirit Indigiqueer programming and elder visits, drum circles, fires, sacred fires. The continued the programming from Lambat Camp, but opening it up as well to Black, Indigenous, racialized groups in the city, doing the work on the ground who just can't afford space.
That was going to be my next question. Who's the target of this service and center that you're opening?
Yeah, it's we're looking for, you know, the urban First Nations, Métis, and Inuit community, particularly those who are gender nonconforming, two-spirit, indigiqueer, trans, non-binary youth who don't have access to programming or land or fires, teachings and ceremonies, but also, you know, Black and racialized community members looking to connect with others such as themselves.
Why is it important that this space exists for these target communities?
In particular, myself and Bingdishimo have never seen ourselves in some of the other organizations, even within the Indigenous community, you know, as queer people in urban spaces. So really the lack of representation that we've seen and sort of filling that gap and that need from urban youth who are not identifying in that gender binary.
And the work that's gone into this center over the last couple of years or ahead of this center, there's been a lot of actions most recently around the Queen Victoria statue in Willow River Park. And it's been recently announced that some of the negotiations might continue around how the treatment of that statue should be going forward. Is the Willow River Center part of those negotiations going forward?
Lambat Camp, Bingdishimo and I in particular, had been part of the conversation around what to do with the statue, removing the statue completely. Unfortunately, the consultations have stalled, and I think the focus groups or witness circles, I think they called them, showed us the lack of safety that we even have having these conversations in public spaces. I was, you know, literally chased out of the venue by a white man who wanted to approach me. That's not often a safe space for me. You know, there were two people that had to be escorted out by police before the witness circle even occurred. The consultation leader was not able to arrive until the minute it started because of email threats they had received. So even the conversations around the statue are not held in a good way for us. So while we want to continue those conversations, you know, there's so much more work to be done in my own community and with my own people. I hope that we've started the conversation around the harm and colonial trauma that we experience every day. Just seeing that statue, I personally can't commit to, you know, my capacity being in that conversation. I got work to do in my own spaces.
Well, you have a new center opening up in a week or so.
Right. And there's so much more work to be done with the urban youth. I hope that we've sparked that conversation to continue and allies and supporters jump in to stand and speak for us, right? We're not even safe having initial conversations about it.
And on that, there was some chalking that recently took place on the Willow River Center before it has even opened. Did you have any comment on that at all?
With the rising climate and toxic environment we're seeing happening across Turtle Island around anti-queer and anti-trans and, you know, just racist, xenophobic, all the behaviors that we're seeing mounting in violence and rallies, I knew that it would be a possibility. I work at the University of Waterloo. I speak very much of gendered issues and what happened on campus could have happened in my classroom. I am also an alumni of Eastwood. I attended the rally at City Hall, right? It's happening all around us. So while I figured it might eventually happen, this in particular has been a targeted attack by a particular person who has been spreading, you know, vitriol and hate online about us for years. We're not surprised. We had hoped it would not happen, or at least until the doors open, or I thought maybe when we put up a rainbow sticker or flag somewhere, it would probably happen. But this was quite a deliberate, targeted, racial and gendered attack against us. I mean, they used our first name in some of the images that you might see online. So that is targeted, very.
Some of the messaging I've seen of the individual that seems to have undertaken the chalking in their justifications, they are targeting specifically you and Bagishimo.
You know, it filters down into my community. One of the past incidences with this person, my child was part of that learning experience in Willow River Park, and to have them show up and attack not only Bagishimo but the youth in that learning workshop. Now it's my kids. You know, now it's not just me, but my kids and my kin and the youth that trust us and are in our care.
Is there anything you'd want to share with that person or say to that person that undertook these acts?
It's been years of them fostering this hate and hostility, which has resulted in them posting extremely racist and anti-queer messaging on their own social media. They need an intervention. They got to get some help. They're not okay.
I was going to ask about the opening ceremonies next week.
On October 7th, Saturday between 9 and 2, probably later than that. We're going to open the doors. Saturdays, come on by. We'd like to just open the space and give some tours, let people know what we're doing. Let people know that we're offering a braver, safer space for Black, Indigenous, racialized, queer youth in the community. We get a lovely trickle of high school students every day around 11:30, and they're quite interested and curious. And some youth actually approached Bagishimo in front of the center and said they couldn't wait for it to be open. It was really sweet. They see a teepee and a fire, you know, imagery on. We had a logo designed by our wonderful friend from Western Sky Design. And I think they get that imagery and they're excited to be a part of it.
If Lambach Camp will be taking part in any of the ceremonies or actions tomorrow around the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation, or September 30th?
There's so many events that we want to attend. So we actually held our Orange Shirt Day Truth and Reconciliation event a couple weeks ago with residential school survivor Lila Breer, well in advance of these events that will be happening, because there's so many to attend and people should attend as many as they can.
Thank you very much. We will continue covering the Willow River Center as it gets going as well. Thank you again for your time.
Yeah, good.
You have been listening to an interview with Amy Smoke, who, along with friend and collaborator Bagishimo, will be coordinating the Willow River Center after its opening on October 7th. The new space for Indigenous, Black, and other racialized, Two-Spirit, and Indigiqueer youth opens after several years of campaigns to retake space and create place through Ose Kinanotete, or Lambach Camp. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.